This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. A special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, a special shout out and thank you for the job you're doing. I'm going to be giving a special message to the over-the-road truck drivers here in just a minute, but I want to acknowledge them and the 18-wheel drivers that are out there going coast to coast, border to border, the men and women doing that job, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done there, getting the packages and the mail delivered. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, you can follow us over at the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's captainsamericathirdwatch.com. We have the live stream over there right now where you can hear the show exactly the way it goes to the satellite. You'll hear it over there if you can't hear it any other way. Our podcast is over there. We have a lot of different connections to a lot of different people there. Kyle Warren, Denise Simon, Ron Edwards, you can find over there. And speaking of which, right now on the Redidio dial, we have got the one and only incomparable, might be a little cold, might be getting a little snow in his tootsies here at the moment. That would be Ron Edwards. Is it cold up there? Is it cold up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's cold down here. Okay, let me get rid of the crew. They're going back in. They've had enough. It's in the 40s here. It's going to go down a little bit more this morning. So they've had enough. Thank you.
Yeah, it's 32 up here. Not bad.
Okay, well, 32 is not bad. It beats 20-something below in North Dakota. Gee whiz.
Ouch.
And Montana, they got a couple of really cold temperatures up there. All right, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on judicial values. And by the way, Judeo-Christian values, I'll get it right, judicial values. I was looking at something that came across the screen here. Now, I'm not really totally up to snuff on this, but it appears when I went to check here around midnight, they still had the Memphis area with protesters on Interstate 55 blocking the highway. I'm not so sure that that's not still the case, because I have not seen a large police presence at any time come out there to remove those people, which is what it would take. And I don't believe they want that type of confrontation. So to make a long story short, I'm telling all the over-the-road drivers that are on I-40 east-west, anywhere is in the proximity of Memphis, to avoid it. Go around it, take another route. As soon as you can, take another route to go around east-west and north-south on 55, because 55 is where they're blocking the road, but 55 runs with 40 at that point, runs with 640 at that point, so you got three major interstates tied up, including the bypass around Memphis, so I would just avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you have to do, because these people are allowed to have their way and block up a freeway, inconveniencing people that had nothing to do with the tragedy that occurred with the death of the young man, which we all grieve for with the family. You know, the system was what has worked this time. The police officers are going to be going to trial. They've been fired, arrested, the whole nine yards, and they're going to pay for their crime. And I think it is unfair to inconvenience commerce, traffic in general, because of the situation. And I almost bet you, Captain, that many of these people that are doing this are not even from the Memphis area. They have these masks on, many of them are dressed in black, and they're there to just be a pain in the backside. They have that Antifa mentality in some of their signs. They were promoting communism and things of that nature that have nothing to do with this tragic situation.
Well, Antifa had an ad on social media yesterday requesting all people to turn out dressed in black, bring a knife, and attend these rallies wherever they're at all weekend long, and be prepared to disrupt and carry on mayhem. And it said, "Burn the cities down," was the title.
Yeah, and it said to bring a knife to free our comrades.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think, because we were looking at this when they were first formulating their gathering, and I said, oh, here they go. They're getting ready to block up this traffic, and next thing you know, they drifted out into the freeway. I thought that the police should have swooped in and started arresting people right there immediately, because when people start trouble like that, you pick them off, you start picking up the leaders right then and there, and let them know that the rest will go. And usually when you do it that way, that's the Giuliani approach. I watched it happen in New York, and it works. And to just let them sit there like that, or stand around and block traffic is awful.
They're messing with the wrong group of people out on the interstate. There's a lot of trucks out there. I saw them sitting there, and a lot of those truck drivers, they carry things to protect themselves. They're messing with the wrong group of people. Not only could you get run over, you could get literally destroyed if you tried to jump up on a truck and disrupt one of those drivers. That's not uncommon in the business.
They don't play.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Rod Edwards and an Edwards Notebook coming your way. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. One of the major reasons Patrick Henry bravely helped fight for the independence of the United States was taxation without representation. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, today, we the people of the United States are amongst the most highly taxed on earth. But that is not enough for the greedy political hucksters in Washington, D.C. and some states like California. Today, the federal government rarely, if at all, governs on behalf of our interests. Multiple billions of our hard-earned tax dollars are taken from us to be spent on the support of millions and millions of illegal border crossers who are now living high off the hog because the government, without our permission, has welcomed in over 30 million illegal border crossers. The government elected officials were elected to represent we the people, but are now representing foreigners, including criminals and terrorists, instead of us Americans. That, my fellow sovereign souls, is taxation without representation. I say it's high time for a new revelation. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
You know, maybe it's time for a new flat tax, and let's bring Ron Edwards into the mix here in just a second. But I'm going to take a little sip of my Constitutional Grounds iced coffee, and I got some here. Oh, that is so good, good, good. And the reason I drink it is because it's not acidic the way some of these other coffees are, because the acidity just kills me. But Constitutional Grounds, according to this voice you're going to hear, is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
And there goes that masked man out of this sailing balloon right now. So he's been in and been out. All right. Well, Ron Edwards is with us, and thank you for joining us. Now, I want to also mention here that we had the Republican National Committee chairwoman reelected yesterday, Rona McDaniel. She says that this is her last shot at it, and she's got a two-year term that she'll be taking. Now, she got beat. She had a challenge, and Dillon was the woman that I thought might have been able to win. She came close, but no cigar. Mike Lindell didn't come close at all, but he was in the mix, and that's okay. I mean, people have to do what they have to do, I suppose, and it worked out pretty good overall, because we did find out again yesterday that she will not... I'll be back after this term. This is her last shot at it.
Well, that's the only good news out of the entire scenario, is that she won't be back. But, you know, having the opportunity to know her up close, I was so disappointed that it turned out this way. She's a status quo, you know, just go along the, I don't know. It's just a total disappointment. It seems that many people in the Republican Party are afraid to go all the way when it comes to the fight for liberty and restoring our country or something. It's like, oh, but we've got to maintain this the way it is, which is nowhere. This is, she has lost races. She has lost, she and the Republican Party have lost ground. And I understand Donald Trump liked her, yada, yada, yada. And he made a mistake when he nominated her and supported her. So Harmeet Dillon, to me, is a much more qualified person for this, especially now. She gets it. She understands that we are in a fight for our existence as a republic. And we are in big heap of trouble. But McDaniel, she's like, oh, we just play along, go along, get along, and just keep pushing the way we've been doing things.
Your opinion is noted, but it's unfortunately not what happened. And what did happen was she was able to get her message out that was said, and I heard it, and I listened to her speech, that she was able to, with her help of her people, get... Nancy Pelosi retired as Speaker, number one, get a House, a Republican House in, number two, almost got a Senate in, not quite, but she didn't get the President in. And that was what got her over the top, the Congress.
I think it's more of a status quo situation, because we could have done a lot better with better messaging and a better effort, a more conservative effort. We just have to agree to disagree on that, Captain.
Yeah.
I really think that Ms.
But that's not the majority opinion from what I've been hearing, because...
Well, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The majority opinion, like I said, the majority of Republicans are that way, the way they're like McDaniel. And then we wonder why things are the way they are.
Well, we're going to go on to something different, because unfortunately the majority does rule in this country.
Yeah, it does.
So there you go. All right,
let's go.
Mean
you're right.
No, it doesn't. But the majority rules, so too bad, so sad.
Well, now, I was speaking about principles. So.
Yep. The majority rules. End of story. Exclamation mark. Now, the U.S. has condemned the apparent terrorist attack in Jerusalem, which was horrible. A Palestinian reportedly came over the border, shot and killed 7 people. 10 people were wounded, but he apparently had stopped and shot some people on the way before he ever got there. So, my God, I mean, and I know Israel's going to retaliate. You know that too, right?
Yeah, they know how to go after these people and kick butt and kick dragon. And it is terrible stuff. I'm surprised the U.S. State Department spoke up as boldly as they have. And this is horrific, Captain. Yeah. And this is something that this is what Israel is trying to explain when they want to expand you know, their territory, not their territory, but their settlements and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're trying to abuse people or push people around. They're trying to deal with the situation. And yeah. This, by the way, is their land.
That's self-protection.
Yeah.
Speaking of self-protection, can we get a Iron Man suit for Jay Leno?
Yeah, he just can't catch a break, can he?
The guy takes a nice motorcycle down, only it wasn't quite that easy. He apparently pulled off the road having some sort of engine trouble and had a rope knock him off his bike that he didn't see.
Yeah, he didn't see it. It was a wire. And usually when you do tie a wire like that, you should have some little strings, not strings, but little rags
red
or whatever so
people
can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't like he was being careless or whatever. It's just the situation he couldn't see. And so, he has a couple of broken ribs. And, he really got banged around. But he said he's going to be okay. And he has a great attitude about it. And he wants to get back to work already. And so, he'll be back up very soon.
California's Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom, used a video of a crying student in a pro-abortion ad. The only problem is the female student was crying because she was ecstatic over the Roe v. Wade decision that she supported.
You know, I'm not surprised. It's such a thing. Gavin Newsom is such a deceiver, and he'll use whatever he can or to try to get his message across to push his evil agenda. And, when he posted the young lady in the pro-abortion, anti-GOP video, yeah. And he doesn't even seem to be ashamed about it. It's just, basically it is what it is.
This is the one time that I wish I was an attorney. I would call the girl up and I'd say, how would you like to be a millionaire? I would own Gavin Newsom over this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
somebody needs to go after this guy. It's just terrible. Yeah.
All right, and then finally, we've got the Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. They actually fired hypersonic missiles yesterday into Kiev.
Well, you poke the bear's going to fight back eventually and kick your butt. And that's what's happening, even despite, it's funny, they've been saying all along, we're beating Russia. Well, they're beating, but when they're in direct contact with the Russians, they're not beating them. And, say what you will about it, whatever. I still stand by what I've said from the beginning. They should not have been poking the bear, and they did politically poke the bear, and they just showed disrespect when it comes to that border and situations like that. And it is what it is.
And who did the poking? So,
well, NATO.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. That's him, too.
All right. You have yourself a good weekend. Stay warm up there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Amen. Take care.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, everybody. Go over there to theronedwards.com. Check out the Edwards Notebook. And then while you're there, check out Constitutional Grounds Coffee. I'll be right back with more. The professor of politics will be calling back in. We'll be talking to him. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA News Update. Two Shelby County deputies are being relieved of their duty pending an investigation into the death of Tyree Nichols. The video was released on Friday showing the violent arrest by Memphis police, and it has sparked outrage nationwide. Three people were arrested in New York City. Hundreds of people across the country were protesting as well. In the video, Nichols, after being beaten, he is seen propped up against a car and keeps collapsing without any medical attention. Medics eventually arrive, but are slow to respond. Notebooks President Biden wrote in during his time as vice president are among the items seized by the FBI during a search of his Delaware home last week. A source familiar with the investigation told NBC News that writings in the notebooks were related to such things as diplomatic engagements with potential references to classified info. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's available on GCN.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to LeronEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the weekend edition of the program. And, you know, I like having the opportunity to get messages directly from people around the country and around the world when we have different guests on. Now, some of you don't want your name mentioned. That's fine. I get that. Some of you do. So I'll just say thank you to Grace. Thank you to William. Thank you to Thomas. And thank you to Little Willie, who all chimed in about my last segment, and I appreciate that, and I agree totally with every one of you. So how about that? We got minds in agreement. In the meantime, we got somebody on the phone here. We're going to get right to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I started to talk, because we haven't really gotten into this, about Russian President Vladimir Putin. We all know, and we've known for a little while, that he's been engaging his army and the neighbors to the north of Ukraine. They've been doing a lot of training together, right?
Right. Yes.
They've been doing a lot of training together using tanks, right?
Right.
And artillery, right?
Right.
And aircraft, right?
Yes.
So, we know they're preparing a new major offensive in the Ukraine. while also expecting the war to last for years because they know they're not going to just go in and defeat the Ukrainians and they're going to yell, I've had enough. Please don't shoot no more. They're not going to do that. They're going to fight to the last man and woman.
Yes, that's right. That's
now,
exactly right.
Now, Putin started this. He might have been provoked. He might have been poked. But he started it. And he can't deny that he didn't start it back on February the 24th. Now, he's seen his forces suffer months of losing ground, and they've lost ground. There's been a few wins here and there and whatnot, but they've been driven out of areas that they were in because their supply lines got cut. See, people don't understand this or they don't understand the military. People, some of the Russians overran their supply lines, and they got cut off, and they weren't able to get a couple of things, which is why you saw the tanks being left on the battlefield. They weren't able to get fuel, number one. They weren't able to get food, number two. So a lot of the people, a lot of the tankers especially, gave up, got out of their tanks and walked back to where they came from. You are aware of that. You are aware of that, right?
Right, of course, yes.
I wouldn't call that a victory on any sense of the imagination, regardless of how far they were in Ukraine.
Exactly.
So now, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, no, you're right. I think this has been going on almost for a year now.
Sure.
And what we may see here in the offing is, I think, going to be very, very dramatic.
And while the Ukraine doesn't have an army that can face the Russian army one-on-one, mano-a-mano on the battlefield, they certainly can outdo them when it comes to guerrilla warfare, because after all, they live there. They know the turf. They know where to hide. They know what to do and when to do it. And that's just the way things are. And for that reason, I give them the advantage at the moment anyway. And now Putin is intending to demonstrate that the Russian troops can regain the initiative and put pressure on the Ukraine. Well, maybe they can and maybe they can't. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, we know that a lot of his conscripts or convicts that were brought out of the prisons and so forth, they've wound up in graveyards at this point, for one thing. I think there's going to be an air of desperation. I think you add into all this, Captain, whatever may be going on inside the Kremlin as to how far this continues to go, whether or not they can continue to do it. And by the way, I mean, the whole idea of them trying to even buy some of the surplus equipment that was left behind by Joe Biden for the Taliban, or that the Taliban got their hands on, and Putin may be negotiating to purchase a lot
of
that.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows that Russia is also going to be having an equipment problem and a production problem, and you know, as very, very quickly here.
Well,
it may be worse than we think.
This isn't so much an equipment problem as it is a want-to-know problem as to how the Americans, with the equipment they have, are training people and are beating the Russian regulars with these people that they're training to do this. How are they able to do this? Well, you get a hold of the equipment and you find out, right?
Well, of course. But whatever big push is coming up, I mean, is that going to tell the tale, or is it going to escalate, or is it going to turn in a different direction?
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines here. We've got a caller. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was just wondering, if Putin does not succeed in the Ukraine, or if this war continues to drag out, is there much chance that that will bring him down? And how far do they... Do you think he's willing to go? Is he really to commit everything to this war totally? All right.
Well, he's not willing to commit everything to this war totally. He might want to talk nuclear weapons, but I don't see the Russians doing it because it takes the army and somebody that wants to push the buttons to get the thing going. And I don't see the Russian military being that stupid. Do you?
Hopefully not. But certainly Vladimir Putin can't take a loss on this. He's not going to
go back
to Moscow with his tail between his legs.
No.
So this is going to put us into the proverbial rock and a hard place. But he has to be beaten. So we're in a rock and a hard place because he has to be beaten. But the more that it takes to beat him brings up the specter that the war will expand in some way.
If he gets driven out of any more territory after he tries to invade the Ukraine and gets driven back out again, it's the beginning of the end for his regime because the soldiers are going to say, hey, Vladdy, we've had enough. This isn't working.
Well, that's right. And then another factor in this equation is Putin's health. That we hear this and that.
Yeah, we've heard he's not doing well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so that also causes people to be desperate. So will there be a coup? Will there be a removal of Putin? And even so, when that happens, how do you unwind the war? You have to turn it off, there's no doubt. But what if they don't want to turn it off? I mean, so it's all these things are in play. And then I might add, too, Captain, I think it was March of last year where President Biden himself, I believe, was talking about the idea that giving a lot of armaments, tanks, planes, and things like that, would lead to World War III. That was sort of their position back then, but of course now it's, we put a lot more months on this war, so perhaps the perspective is a little bit different.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a daily thing, though. I mean, things could escalate.
So that was a bunch of bluster back then. It's a bunch of bluster right now, because obviously if they could do something, they'd be doing it.
Well, precisely. Precisely.
Now we talked about this during one of the breaks, and you said that you made a comment about it, so I'm going to let you do it again. Consumers right now are preparing for the recession that they believe is coming, despite rising optimism that we've gone past that.
I do think that consumers collectively know what's happening. I also know that they have been dipping into their savings, their 401ks, what's left of them, right, and also credit cards to maintain spending. And so that gets to finally to a limit. Unless you have more growth, wages keeping up and expanding, mm-hmm. things are they're going to pull back spending like you wouldn't believe.
Let me say something about credit cards, because I personally have not used my credit cards a lot, and I do that on purpose because I only use them if I absolutely have to. A couple times I have, and then I pay it off. But I have gotten upgrades where they say, well, we're now giving you another $500 line of credit. Now we're going to add $1,000, we're at $1,500, whatever, and I'm not even asking for it. What the hell's going on here?
Well, some of that is to try to get you to spend more.
Well, I'm not doing it. Sorry, wrong person.
But then what'll happen? Why, I can imagine. But then some others might start seeing their credit degraded. You know, like, we're going to cut it down. You're not going to have $2,000 limit. Now you have $1,000 limit, or whatever the case may be, because the banks themselves are starting to see what's going on. In fact, Captain, I think it was the Bank of England is now going to have, I think, maybe another rate hike. We understand because again. They see that the recession is virtually unavoidable, is what they're talking about. So we may see another round of rate hikes. Then eventually they'll try to tamp it down with cuts. I mean, with our Fed and so forth. But everybody seems to understand that the recession is coming.
All righty, I believe you're right. The recession is coming. I just certainly hope it waits a little while longer, but. There's too much stuff going on, and we keep hearing, well, the price of gas is going to go down. Look, the price of gas has gone down. Really? It went up another 20 cents per gallon this week. It's gone up 40 cents a gallon where I'm at in just a little bit more than 2 weeks.
That's significant. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be back with me. We'll be back doing the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
if I didn't know the name of this group, I would swear I was listening to the Jackson 5, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's real, real reminiscent of them.
And
that era.
And they even looked like they dressed like them in that era. They had the hair, the whole deal. They had three girls with them. They had this little kid on the other end with the hair stuck up 3 feet in the air. No, I'm just kidding. The afros and all that stuff. And, I mean, they just sounded and looked like the Jackson 5. Maybe that's who they were trying to copy. And that was their one-hit wonder right there, that song.
Well, yeah, and I think we can all agree that the boogie fever cannot be resisted. That's just the way it is.
No, because you start moving around, that means you must have been dancing around the table again.
That's right.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, folks, if you're going to be up on I-80 and you're going to be doing that on Sunday coming out of Reno, Nevada and heading north up towards Winnemucca, watch out because Sunday, looks like we're going to have a quick-hitting winter storm coming through on Sunday. After that, it's going to get really, really cold in that area, so please do be careful. We've still got a little bit of wind advisory out in the high desert of Southern California, heading up Interstate 15 through Barstow on your way to Las Vegas. So be aware of that. And then as we make our way through Saturday, winter storm warnings, of course, all through Wyoming, all through Montana, and up into Idaho as well, northern Idaho. So be careful up there on 4th of July Pass as well. Also, for our friends in Denver coming out I-70, winter weather advisory, as you head out west out of Denver on I-70, heading towards Eagle or Glenwood Springs this weekend, and a little bit south of Denver on I-25, we've got a wind chill advisory going on. So please do be careful out there this weekend.
Well, we're going to start in North Dakota where it's colder than a well digger's butt, and it's going to stay that way for the next couple of days and nights up there. Minnesota, your temperatures are dropping out of sight too there, so be advised. In the meantime, if you're anywhere between I-90 and I-80, you are about to get snowed on a lot. Now, depending on where you're at, you're closer to I-80, you are in Nebraska. And in Iowa, you'll be in the middle of a winter storm warning, but it'll also carry on up into the southern part of Minnesota, the southern part of South Dakota. So you'll get some relief up there with those people suffering right along with you, so it won't be the Lone Ranger. And then the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, it is flat out miserably cold, just unbelievably miserably cold. Temperatures are dropping way down below zero up there and going to stay that way for a day or two, morning or two. And then we've got some gale warnings out on the lake, some winds up there, as well as some snow going to be in the upper peninsula. We've got lake effect snow going to be on the western side of Michigan, coming off of Lake Michigan, the way the wind's blowing right now. The snow, like I say, is all the way to Chicago, all the way up to Milwaukee. And it's going to continue to move to the east. As the conditions warrant, we'll also probably see some lake effect snow that'll start in this weekend. Maybe Saturday, maybe Saturday night, maybe Sunday. Not specific on the date yet. It all depends on the arrival of the winds that are coming along with the front that's coming with it. We do have, though, some windy conditions from Nova Scotia all the way down to Long Island. So be advised of that. We do have some very cold temperatures. We've got a freeze warning in Georgia, southeast Georgia, which includes Valdosta over to Brunswick, on up towards Savannah, just short of Savannah, and then back over across into Tifton, Georgia, that area. And we do have a frost warning all the way down into central Florida tonight, just north of me a little ways, not very far. So be advised of that. We do have some windy conditions down in South Florida, down in the Keys tonight, so be advised of that as well. And we could have something developing in the Western Gulf where we could get a system coming across here over the next few days. We'll see. But, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, because when you do, you're going to get some special offers and start enjoying two free drinks every week, as well as those special offers for snacks and food and all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Pull on in. Get a great cup of hot coffee. We think you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. That's Pilot Flying J.
Well, hot is essential right now, because when you're dealing with the freezing cold temperatures, you got to have the warm stuff for sure. So there you go. All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about him and what it is that he does. Okay. Now let's go to the other phone line. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com calling in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just got done with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I need to add to that that we appear to have some blockage on I-55 by people that are standing in the road, and they've taken some construction barrels and whatnot and stuck them up there to stop traffic. But unfortunately, that also stops traffic on I-40 east-west going back and forth because 40 and 55 run together. And also I-640. So I'm advising all the truckers, at least temporarily, to avoid Memphis like the plague.
Well, you know, they talk to each other, so they pretty much figured it out. Protesters blocked the bridge, which is really kind of a dangerous situation because...
Yep.
I'm not sure that the bridge can hold that kind of sustained weight for as long as it does, with all the trucks that are sitting on it, in both directions, I might add.
That's right.
And the people. But, you know, they're chanting, you take our lives, we're going to take your money. So I don't know where the situation is now. I went to bed with it all blocked, and the police were not there at that bridge in Memphis. So I don't know what the situation is now.
Well,
but,
I've
you
seen...
know, these truckers all talk to each other.
I know. They've been talking to me. Mm-hmm.
So they know very well what is happening in Memphis.
We had one driver, an Amazon driver, that was 7 miles east of Memphis, sitting still in the backup on I-40. That's how far away it was that affected him. And it doesn't take long because that's one of the most thoroughly traveled roads in the country, the east, west, north, south right there at Memphis. And that's why FedEx is there, come to think of it, because those several hundred trucks that go in and out of FedEx every night, and they're probably not moving along very well right now either. So we'll see what happens. But again, for all you guys and gals out there, I am monitoring the situation. I got people sending me messages, and as far as I know, there's still a delay in Memphis. Whether or not they have the road blocked, I don't know for sure, but they did have as of 2 hours ago. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a great day in the neighborhood, a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.